This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. Very unusual that we'll hold a guest over from 1 hour to the next, but we've done it in this particular case because it's such an interesting topic. It's something that very few people ever even broach in their lifetimes. We've got Robert Menard on the line. He is one of the men behind thinkfree.ca. It's a Canadian website. That's why there's the .ca. That's thinkfree.ca. And essentially, just to sort of recap somehow, I don't know how I'm going to do this, recap the last hour for those of you just tuning in. Basically, Robert had a bit of a situation with the government up in Canada that led him to actually dig around through the law books or through the statutes and try to come to understand some of the things that most people never even bother to do. To discover that, for instance, a lot of words that you might think you know what they mean, like person or child or must or application or submission or registration, these words don't necessarily mean what you think they mean, because in law, the lawyers can redefine these terms. If you look, there are definition sections in the law, and they can take a word that you might think you know and completely redefine it to make it something totally different. Am I accurate so far, Robert Menard?
Bang on.
Okay.
Bang on. As a matter of fact, you know what? I went to a professor in the University of Windsor when I was down there, a linguistics professor. And I asked him, how many definitions would I have to change in the English language to create a new language entirely? He thought about it, and he said, two. I said, two? He said, yes. If you were to take the definition of you and me and switch those around, you would create a language which would generate entirely different obligations on both parties. So you would have a new language.
So we've been talking about these different things, these forms and things that government people would like for you to fill out in order for you to submit to them, in order for you to register your vehicle or your car with them, which essentially gives them control over that item. An application essentially means to beg. And, I mean, there's all kinds of interesting things that you've gone over here so far. But as a result of all this, a bunch of people have called in that want to talk to you. So we're going to jump into those calls here. Let's start with ladies first. So let's go to Kathy in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Robert Menard. Hello, Kathy.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Oh, I love the show. I wanted to know about the driver's license. How can I get some freedom and, to avoid all the paperwork, all the everything with a driver's license and registrations also?
Are you a taxi driver, or are you engaging in any sort of commerce on the highway?
No, I'm not.
Then all you would do, essentially, first you want to understand what happened. A driver is not someone, well, let's start even before then. What I found in BC, an automobile is not a motor vehicle unless and until the owner submits an application for registration. Unless the owner of the property does that, they have no right to claim that this property is a motor vehicle, and therefore you're not driving it. If you look at the old definitions of a driver wasn't someone who was just operating a conveyance. They were someone who was actively engaged in commerce on the highway. They were either a taxi driver, a coach driver, something like this, but they were making their living on the highway. If that's the case, the state does certainly have the right to regulate and limit your activities. But what they've done is they've tricked us all into thinking that if I want to exercise my common law right to travel, I'm actually a driver of a motor vehicle. And that's not the case. Your remedy, I believe, would be in the form of looking at the acts, finding the empowering sections, and then serve upon them a notice of understanding and intent and a claim of right, saying, I claim the right that you defrauded me, I try to find the peace, but let them know that there wasn't a meeting of the minds. You would like to deregister your property, you don't want it to be seen as a motor vehicle anymore, and claim your right to exercise the common law right to travel.
Now, have people successfully done this, Robert?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the people that I'm dealing with is a police officer in Chicago. And he's purchased some packages from me. He really doesn't like the fact that he has been turned into essentially a tax collector. And whenever he is forced to give someone a ticket, he tells them, check out thinkfree.ca. You might have remedy. So even a lot of the peace officers, they're coming on side as well. They don't like being treated like they're the bad guys. They don't understand the words any more than anyone else. And in BC, I know there's probably, well, there's many people doing it. Government can't do anything.
I'd like to point out something about your website. And one of the things I immediately liked about it, and one of the reasons why I even brought you on the show in the first place, there are people out there that are promoting sort of similar sounding ideas, and they've got their websites, and you know, they'll tease you a little bit, and then they lead you to a page where it says, okay, now you need to pay me $1,000, and then I'll send you a CD-ROM with my information on it. What I like about your site is that you really seem to be somebody who's interested in getting this information out there, and you've got, you know, you put your video online, that's free, you've got several PDF files that are downloadable for free. I'd love to see more content out there so people can really just grab this up and then say, you know what, this really was worth the money. I'm going to, after the fact, since I've seen how valuable this is, then send you a contribution. And I think you're doing that to some extent instead of being one of these, what I consider, scam artists, basically. You're actually giving some of your
information. I do that for a number of reasons. One, you are only ever going to be as free as your neighbor. Don't ever expect any more freedom than that. And I'm pretty unhappy with what's happening up here, and I want to see change, so that means I got to get them on side. Two, I really don't care about money. You know what I mean? When it all boils down to it, I couldn't get it. Pardon me.
Okay, whoa, you got to be careful. Yeah, hey,
I know, sorry.
By the way, thank you for the call, Kathy. We appreciate it. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, guys, I'm afraid I don't buy all this. I've been around for a while, like I've said, I've seen a lot of people promoting this. It's basically very similar to what the Montana Freeman put out. Some of the others that say that you know, this dishonor thing and the straw man idea. And I can explain to you quite simply why there cannot be such a thing as a straw man. And that is that if you live under the law of contract, contract has to be fully disclosed, has to be voluntary, has to be by somebody who's of age and of a sound mind. Otherwise, any one of those things that's not like that will invalidate the contract. So as far as contract law goes, none of this can apply, because if they're tricking you, if they're not fully disclosing things, that invalidates the contract. So
only if you make the claim that it does, though. Otherwise, there's the appearance of consent, there is the appearance of a valid contract, and yet, it's not an actual contract, it's not an actual consent, and you can fix it at any time.
Well,
so your argument that it must be a contract, they're operating upon the appearance of contract.
Well, you know, this all sounds good, but I personally know people that have gone to jail for using similar straw man kind of arguments. And
I believe Robert has said he's gone to jail over this. I mean, that's happened.
And it does sometimes work, because bureaucrats are basically lazy, and if you throw a bunch of paperwork at them, a lot of them will just throw their hands up and go away, you know. And it does work that way in the fact that it sometimes frustrates bureaucrats and they leave you alone.
Well, I haven't heard, I mean, Robert hasn't used the term straw man. He hasn't really been focusing on that. From what I've seen, basically this is a way to respond to their, as Robert points out, their offers, by just simply offering to ask some questions in order to clarify what it is that they've sent you. And if you just keep asking them questions, they will throw their hands up. That's the way I see it, at least.
Oh, it never hurts to question somebody's authority. You know, that's what I always say, question authority, because people basically have none. If you look at God's law, it states that, you know, they're supposed to be in submission to us, not us in submission to them. And what's happened is that there are a bunch of lawless people who believe in the fiction government, and that belief, that inappropriate belief in the existence of this fiction government, allows them to strap on a gun and shoot you. That's basically what it does.
Gene, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Robert, your thoughts?
I would not doubt that might be the case down in the States, and I think that if I was in the States, I don't know that I would be taking this path. I feel very blessed that I'm in Canada and in British Columbia, one of the most liberal places in Canada, and I don't know that I would be able to start what I'm starting anywhere else in the world. So
I don't know. I don't think there are that many differences here. In fact, hang on, Robert. We'll bring you back for a little bit, because a couple more people want to talk to you. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Live at your show, you bring it what you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
A live Saturday show. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,200 pages, created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And April is Financial Literacy Month, so give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. 5066. Let's bring back Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. It's a Canadian website. That's why there's the .ca, thinkfree.ca. We're talking about, well, basically freedom and government and contracts and how, you know, the government and the lawyers in it have essentially created this system where words don't mean what you think they mean. And as a result, you've essentially turned over you've essentially voluntarily given up your authority over your own life to these government bureaucrats by signing their paperwork and doing as they're requesting that you do. And Robert Menard, you're just saying basically that, and I want to jump back to what Gene said from Tennessee a few moments ago. I don't think that you're getting on the air here claiming that this is a one-size-fits-all solution that's going to work in every country around the world. As you say, you wouldn't necessarily feel as confident about it in America as you do in Canada. But nonetheless, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I believe that it would, actually, I think it will work anywhere in the world. I think the procedure sound in the States, but I think it would be far more difficult to do it at this point in time. Because no offense to you guys, you're turning into a bit of a police state.
Absolutely. And the fact is, you know, the fact is these bureaucrats here, they think they've got authority and they're not afraid to use guns on people. And that's a serious issue that we have to deal with. However, I think that what's so valuable about your approach, and also it's similar to our friend Mark Stevens, is basically that these bureaucrats are used to victimizing people. They're used to sending out their paperwork and having people feel like they're obligated to fill it out and send it back to them. Or they're used to handing them a ticket and people feel like they're obligated to pay that ticket or to contest the ticket. They're only used to certain things happening as a result of them doing their jobs. And I think that what you can do if you sort of adopt this sort of procedure of, well, accepting their notices and just turning it around on them and asking them a bunch of questions in return, they're not used to that. Whether they're in Canada, whether they're in the United States, whether it's Great Britain, the bureaucrats aren't used to that sort of behavior on the part of citizens. And so I think what that does is it says to them, it says to the bureaucrats, I'm not someone who's a pushover. And I think that's really valuable.
Yeah, and there's more to it, because part of the process, I'm referring back to the gentleman who was talking about the straw man and whatnot. I looked at a lot of what other people were doing. I saw the whole argument, and I said, okay, I see them going to jail. I'm finding another path, because I'm not going to jail. That's not part of my goal.
Mm-hmm.
What I did is I looked at it. Imagine for a moment that all of these statutes, they're the lock. This lock is stopping you from entering into God's kingdom or the biggest party you could possibly imagine. If all you do is study the lock, study their words, and then you try to break that lock, you're going to be seen like a monkey with a stone beating on a padlock, and you're not going to get past it. The trick, honestly, is study the lock just long enough so you can figure out where you put your key, then look in your pocket, look in your heart for the key. The way to find your freedom is to bring to bear not just your knowledge of the lock, but your knowledge of the key, and bring that to bear against the lock. The key, in my book, is that which is not of the lock. When I deconstructed the act, I specifically looked for a bunch of key words. Couldn't find them in any of the acts. You know what those words are? They are the key. The word couldn't find? Love, compassion, truth. I found compassion once, truth a couple of times, but it was always directly linked to someone's opinion. If when you're dealing with these bureaucrats, you're not going there and just arguing with them about what the lock is, you're actually bringing forth your love, your compassion for them. You're acting with truth as human beings. I don't care if they're bureaucrats, they're still human beings.
Right.
They're going to respond.
That's one of the things I like about that. You've got, like, I think it's the 13 things they don't want you to know. That's on your website, one of those things you can download. And one of the first things on there is that these are human beings. Even though they're bureaucrats and they may seem cold and heartless, that's just because they've been in the system for so long and they've just gotten that way. These are people. They've got friends. They've got family members. They've got problems. And I think it's really important. This is something we pointed out several times on Free Talk Live. You always have to remember that when dealing with them, is that they aren't better than you. Their S stinks too. And, you know, treat them like another human being. And you're not saying be mean to them. You're not saying be harsh towards them. You're saying embrace them.
Be shiny, get as loving and compassionate as you can, seize the moral high ground, and then from there, when they start saying, oh, you must do this, you must do that, you can say, really, but wouldn't I be abandoning my love? I mean, because the thing is, they can't force you to do anything. They're just human beings. And if they see you as standing morally, well, not superior, I don't want to say morally superior, but if you are striving to bring them compassion when they're making these demands upon you, dude, I've seen it over and over and over. Suddenly their demands become far easier. Suddenly there's remedy available to you. And the next time you start bringing contest to bear against them, you have a reputation and people know you as not a vexatious or angry or malicious type spirit. You're a good, loving man, and you're just trying to figure it out.
Robert, we've got more calls for you here. Sure. And I want to make sure you're talking right into your phone. It's getting a little muffled. I'm not sure if you've got a good connection. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on with Robert Menard from ThinkFree.ca. Hello, John.
Ian, thank you for having this gentleman on. This is great. I want to suggest that if you're not getting the normal volume of calls that you get on Saturday, folks may be just listening and learning. So
we're doing fine. What's your question for Robert?
I got 2 points and one question. The question will be, how do we escape these lawyers, because that's essentially what it is. And 2 points. I recently, one quick that was in the news recently, somebody in, I believe, Sweden was denied a name for the child. And it was very curious that in that, the authority that accepts names for children was a taxing authority. Very strange, I thought. But more personally, about 20-plus years ago, I was in family and divorce court, and I recognized this business with the words, that they were speaking a different language. I thought that there was something really insane there, or, you know, certainly deceptive or potentially evil, and I didn't know what to do with it. I was a lot younger and hadn't been exposed to a lot of these ideas, and I learned to live with it, that it was just a system that I couldn't really do anything with. I actually ended up looking up a few words, but I didn't know where the heck to go with it. I mean, this gentleman has done such a fine job. Good luck to him, and thank you very much, Mr. Menard, for what you're doing. I guess the question is, how do we escape the BS? These lawyers are running the darn world.
Thank you, John.
Very much, and I'll listen.
Thank you, John. Robert?
The way I look at the lawyers, I see kind of a zoo. Imagine a zoo with a tiger's enclosure. What do you store a tiger in? A cage. What are cages composed of? Bars. What are lawyers all members of? The bar. Right now, it seems like they are your enemy because you have voluntarily put yourself in the cage with the tiger. Once you get out of the cage, those bars don't move, and their job now becomes to separate you from the tiger.
Hang on, we'll come back. Can you hang on? We got more calls for you, Robert.
Sure.
We'll bring you back with Jeff and Vince, and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net. Toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Archives are online, and they're totally free. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them. Click. They're free at freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Porkfest.com.
Let's bring back Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. It's a website that is helping a lot of people think outside of the box about laws and statutes and things that you sort of take for granted as having power over you. As it turns out, when you sign these agreements, it's you giving up your power to the bureaucracy, to the lawyers. And just a fascinating subject. Lots of good free information is available over on his website, which it seems to me like, is your site fairly new? It seems like it's expanding. It seems like there are things that are being added to it fairly often.
Yeah, almost. Well, I'm so busy, I'm not expanding it daily, but at least weekly anyways, we're adding to it. We've got a lot of ideas to get on there.
Are you perhaps going to add a message board to the site soon? I think that'll be very
valuable.
That's
in the works. We're looking at a message board. We're looking at a video blog. We're looking at a classroom where people can come in and click in, and it's like a virtual classroom where they would learn everything that really the education system should be teaching them before they ever graduate concerning the law.
Well, of course, it's not going to teach them that. The government's in charge of it. So let's continue with the calls and talk to Jeff in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hey, Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Robert Menard.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. I don't know if I have any point or anything. I just kind of want to inform people or say something. Anyway, I know in 1998... Well, first off, you know, I've gone ahead and accepted all the offers because it's scary otherwise. However, I am aware. I went to law school. I went to, I have a degree as a paralegal, and I quit because of all of this. In 1998, Washington State put out some legislation that said when you have your license, you know, it says, you know, the last name, comma, first and middle in big block letters, and then underneath the person signs it. because not a person would sign it. Those are two different people, we say. And by signing it, I'm saying, I'll show up for this guy in your court when he gets a ticket. When he gets,
yeah, you're agreeing to act as surety.
Pardon?
You are agreeing to act as surety.
What does that mean?
Okay.
You're the agent, and you will keep any promises made by them.
Right, and, you know, for the doubting Thomases, I mean, you can go to legislation and look this stuff up. You know, it's right there.
You say you quit over this, Jeff? You were a paralegal,
absolutely.
And what was it that drove you over the edge where you decided you'd had enough?
He said it, love.
You did,
you
so
know,
you just...
I have love in my heart. I care about people. You know, and I care that, you know, I was taking notes, and I said, I did love go to law school, and I quit when I saw the, and I could not come up with a word for what I saw. I couldn't. I mean, it was just like, oh my God, what happens? And
the lawyers imposing their way on people without their knowledge, without their consent, without their real true understanding of what it is they're getting into, that sort of thing, just taking advantage of people.
Everything. I told, we were talking one time, I was talking with this guy, I said, you know, if people don't like it here, I told him he wasn't a person. He got mad and walked home. You know.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Vince in Indiana, listening on WXNT. You're on with Robert Menard. Hello, Vince.
Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
But I wanted to ask Mr. Menardi what he thought about the Tort Reform Act of, you know, the mid-1990s that the Republicans promised. And second of all, I wanted you to get your opinion of the no insurance laws, because I found out the hard way that I was involved as I was riding my bicycle, that the person that hit me from behind is not insured. I guess you get stuck with all the bills.
I am totally incompetent to respond to that question at all. I haven't read on it. I haven't heard anything about it, and I have nothing to say on it. For the guy who hit you, I would suggest that perhaps you have remedy in the form of notice of understanding and intent in the claim of right against him. Just because he wasn't insured doesn't mean he's not liable. The insurance just transfers liability to the insurance company. Whether or not you can collect on your claim against him if he's a poor guy, that becomes an entirely different matter, I believe.
Vince, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right, I think we're close to wrapping this up at this point. Mark, you've just sort of been absorbing all of this. Did you have any questions for Robert Menard while we have him on the line here?
Robert, if somebody's interested in what you're doing, what's the first step?
If somebody is injured?
Interested. If they want to do what you've done as far as sort of extricate yourself from the legal system, how do they take their first step?
What I did first was I grabbed some LSATs, law school admission tests.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I was dealing with a different language, a different way of thinking, so I immediately started to train my brain for better word comprehension, logical analysis, and analytical reasoning. Do some of those until you can actually see how these people think and the words that they use click together, and then just start deconstructing the act. Pick up an act, grab a dictionary, grab a Black's Law dictionary, and compare these words, and you will soon start to see, you'll start to differentiate between shadows and light, essentially. And a lot of what they've done, they've created what appears to be a brick wall, and they say it's law. But then you go walk up and just touch it, and you see, this is canvas painted to look like brick, you idiots.
Hmm.
What's on the other side?
Now, real quick, Robert. Now, we've got a situation here in America that I think you might find interesting. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, I believe, where all the free thinkers go to one state and take it over.
Well, no, we're not taking anything over. We're just coming in to hopefully influence people in a pro-freedom, pro-liberty direction. But that is basically what's going on. And one of the people here in the state, a few of the people have been arrested during acts of civil disobedience. Recently, our friend Russell Canning was arrested for not having a driver's license. He was pulled over for having a light out. They checked him, and of course, he didn't have his license, so they arrested him for it. He Now, what I want to check with you is what he's done is, and I think it's brilliant, is he just doesn't sign any of the paperwork. He doesn't participate in their system at all. And so, you know, they want him to sign bail. He won't sign that. They want him to sign the ticket. You know, he's not going to sign that either. How do you feel about that approach? I mean, once you're in their custody, once they have the handcuffs around you, do you feel like that's a good approach, is to just not sign the stuff they put in front of you?
If you're following your spirit, it would be a good one. I don't know that I would do that because I have a fee schedule filed, and I would just say, fine, you want me to do this? I'm going to provide you with services. I'm doing it under protest and arrest. You're activating my fee schedule. And then we're entering into contract, and they're going to have to pay me, so I'll provide them with whatever services they want. They want to throw me in jail, I'm going to earn $2,000 an hour.
Now, this fee schedule that you're referring to, have you been paid under it at this point?
No, not yet, but I've never had to use it. As soon as, you know, I mean, they run. I've never had to try.
Okay.
I'm in a position where I could, but, you know, a lot of it is misunderstanding. These people are trying. This is a growth process, and I think it's important for us to be patient with them as well.
Basically, adopting some of your positions and the techniques that you use puts these bureaucrats on alert that you are not a pushover, that you are aware of what's going on, that you know that you're just another human being just like they are, that you're all on the same level, and that they're trying to act as though that they're in charge of you. Can you imagine how powerful this would be? I know you say it's happening spottedly all around Canada, but imagine if a bunch of people adopted these techniques in one state, in the Free State Project. Do you think that that would really have a serious effect on the way government operates?
Absolutely, and what you got to figure out is how to use your notary. Your notary public, he's Trump. Anything any judge can do, any sheriff can do, a notary can do. And that's how I've been using my notary publics to establish facts prior to creating a position of adjudication.
And there's more about that. We're out of time. Robert, great having you on the show. There's more about that on your website at thinkfree.ca. And, of course, if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it up in its entirety tonight on the website at freetalklive.com. Robert, have a great night, and thanks for staying on longer for us. More on the way with Free Talk Live.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 365 of our listeners have decided to do for as little as $3 a month. We give away all the features on our website for free, so this is above and beyond all that. It's a completely voluntary option. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You'll learn about the program. You'll learn that basically what we're doing is we're taking in $3 a month from several listeners, sometimes a little more. It's up to them if they want to give more. But anyway, we take that money in and we turn it around into advertising for the show. We promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations, get on more radio affiliates, get more people on the internet listening to the show, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that's interesting to you, you'd like to help us with that, we'd really appreciate it. And you get some perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only chat room and forum and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Zach in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Hey, Zach. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about those prank callers that make that noise at the end of their pranks.
Yeah.
What's all that about? And I found out that, like, I went back to their first prank, which was Beavis in California.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that? Yeah. And
sound a lot like you.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I know. It does sound. I swear I'm not him, but.
Okay. We believe you.
Yeah, I know. I you guys probably don't, which I'm pretty sure you did.
So what did your research reveal?
The whole, like, that noise that they make, it's not an inside joke, but it's a reference to the cartoon Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
Yes.
I've seen some Beavis and Buttheads.
I know, have you heard Butthead's, how he talks to Beavis?
Can you give me an example? How does that work?
Like, all right, he'll be like, they'll be walking down the street, and, like, he'll be like, hey, Butthead, we should go.
He lost it. Thanks for the call. You know what? I don't think he's even old enough to have seen Beavis and Butthead when they were originally on.
He seems to have the voice down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still... obviously, you can get the DVD, and... I mean, didn't they come out in, like, the mid-90s, 1994-ish, 1995, something
thereabouts,
like that?
Yeah.
Because I remember being in high school when they came out, and if you were born in 1994, you'd be 13 years old today. So... you'd have been a very, very small child when Beavis and Butthead came out.
Unlikely to know who Beavis and Butthead are then, huh?
But anyway, so there you go. 800-259-9231. Hey, we'll go from talking about freedom and liberty to your best Beavis and Butthead impression. Whatever you want goes on Free Talk Live. You know what I like about Robert Menard's point, gentleman we just were on the phone with? I really like that he reinforces the idea that, you know, these are people too. these government bureaucrats that you're dealing with, the ones that are sending you all the paperwork,
mm-hmm.
you know, those IRS people, they send you demands that say you must fill out this form.
They're not very nice about it either.
Yeah, you must do this, you must do that. You know, I'd sort of take those as letters from strangers. Who are these people? And how was it that an obligation was created for me to even read their letters, let alone fill out their forms, let alone give them access to my bank account, let them give them a portion of the money that I earn every single year? Who are they anyway?
They're the IRS.
Well, they're not an IRS. They're people who are acting as though they've got power over you. And essentially, what Robert's pointing out, what Mark Stevens has pointed out in the past, you just have to basically stand up and say, no, you know, you don't have power over me. I'm a sovereign individual, and I'm living my life how I want to live it. I'm not harming anyone else. You know, if you actually harm another person, then there's something actionable. Then, under common law, then, you know, you can go to court over that.
Well, I'd like to see somebody do it with my own eyes.
Just someone on the phone,
Than what these gentlemen are talking about. Rather than, because the person that's acting like a government bureaucrat mm-hmm. could be acting like they want to put you in jail, and then could be acting like they're putting you in the cop car, and then could be acting like they're locking you in a cell.
They're not acting. They're doing those things.
Right, right.
Because they believe they have authority.
And the funny thing is, so does everybody else, so therefore they do.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to change, is to get people to understand that unless you've explicitly consented to this, then they don't have authority. Unless you've specifically told them, yes, I give you authority to pull me over because I don't have your piece of paper that you want me to have, then unless you've told them that specifically, unless there's been a contract that specifies that and you've understood it, then they don't really have it. It's all fantasy. It's all based on misinformation, misdirection, and misunderstanding. People just don't get it.
I'm not sure I entirely agree. If I stick my fingers in my ear and go, nah, Mr. Police Officer, I can't see you, you're not real.
I didn't say he wasn't real. He's a man who is living under a delusion, and that is that people have consented to all of the laws that they are enforcing. That the police themselves couldn't even possibly know, by the way.
No, I would agree with you on that point.
They claim that ignorance of law is no excuse, but really, how many police officers could really start jibber-jabbering off a bunch of laws? Oh, okay, what's Section 1, Subsection A, Heading 2? Can you read that for? Oh, you don't have that in your brain? You're not a walking compendium of New Hampshire law or Minnesota law or Canadian law? Oh, wait a minute, I thought ignorance of the law was no excuse. In fact, that's part of what Robert Menard does, is he basically comes back with questions about the statutes, questions about what these words mean. You know, if a cop claims that you're in violation of a particular statute, but he doesn't even know what the words in the statute mean, how on earth could he know that you're in violation of it?
Excellent question.
So these are, you know, you just throw a bunch of questions at these bureaucrats and think about it from their perspective. And this goes back to what Gene, the Christian Anarchist, pointed out. These guys are used to people doing certain things. When they send out a demand to you, or an offer, as Menard would put it, when they send out an offer that says, you must do so-and-so, well, they say, they list your options, right? You can either contest this, you can send in the fine, or, and there's usually a third option that, anyway, you can contest it or send in the fine, or you can ignore it. That's your third option. That's what they're used to people doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not used to getting back a letter that essentially says, okay, yeah, I accept your offer, and I've got some questions about it, though, before I actually sign off on it. Before I send you the money, I just want to make sure I comprehend what it is you're asking me to do here. And then you can enumerate the questions for these bureaucrats. Ask as many as you want. I mean, they're supposed to be your servants, right? See, that's the concept, is that we, the people, created the government. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. It's there. We, the people, you know, consenting, creating this government in order to provide us protecting life, liberty, and pursuit of property.
Right. Sounds like the preamble to the Constitution.
Okay. All of that stuff. Anyway, you basically come back to them and you know, okay, I've got some questions. You're my servant.
Think you probably should use that terminology.
No, I'm not giving you recommendations on how to write the letters. I'm just talking about the basic concept.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be your servants. They're making demands. So therefore, you need to make sure you understand what it is they're asking about. So you ask a bunch of questions. I bet you odds are good they're not even going to write you back.
I would say that you're like that's likely.
There are some letters on his website where the bureaucrat does write back and dodges the questions, does not answer any of them. I mean, they know what some of them will know what you're up to. You know, they'll realize that, oh my gosh, this person, this citizen is on to something. And they'll do their best to dodge around and tell you, you must do this, you must do that. You just write back more questions to them. You're still in the discussion phase. You have not gone into a conflict phase.
Right, and you haven't refused to do anything at that
right.
point.
Right. See, that's just it. When most people get this, when they get a demand from a government bureaucrat, if they ignore it, then it, as Menard puts it, it goes into dishonor. So you have to respond with questions, basically, because if you pay their demands, well, then they've gotten what they wanted out of you.
Sure.
And if you go into conflict, if you adjudicate, if you go to court, then you're in this conflict phase, and you've completely bypassed the option to discuss, because they're giving you an offer, and in order to understand the offer, you should have a nice long discussion with them. And just send some questions and see what happens. I sent some questions. Remember that guy that was investigating me, the attorney general here in New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Came to my house asking me a bunch of questions about why I crossed out one of the paragraphs on the voter's registration. Well, I wrote him back an email asking him. I didn't write a bunch of questions. I just asked him, because he wasn't making demands. But I was being investigated, and I asked him, well, you know, how is it that anybody could possibly be expected to agree to the statement? And the statement was, I agree to obey all of the laws of the state of New Hampshire. That's impossible. I couldn't possibly begin to read the laws of the state of New Hampshire and comprehend and understand and obey them all. I've got no problem leaving people alone. I'm not going to harm anyone else, but obey all the laws. So I simply asked him, you know, how is it that this is possible? How is it humanly possible to agree to that statement? And then I mentioned at the end that I'd be talking about it, talking about his answers on my radio show. Haven't heard back from him.
No, I imagine he's doesn't want that kind of light shone.
Well, he's got easier targets he can go after. I'm a hard target at this point, and that's what this is all about. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. The draft may be coming back. We've got the latest. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.